You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has created a new dicastery to better minister to the needs of the men and women the Church is called to serve. The new dicastery for promoting integral human development was instituted in a motu proprio published on Wednesday in the Osservatore Romano. As he himself points out in the wording of the motu proprio, Pope Francis's new dicastery stems from the need of the successor of Peter to continuously adapt the institutions which collaborate with him to the demands of a changing world. And taking into account the realities in the world today, integral human development cannot be promoted without special attention for the phenomenon of migration. That's why at the heart of the new dicastery for promoting integral human development is a section directly concerned with refugees and migrants. What's more, it's placed, at least for now, beneath the direct jurisdiction of the Pope. The new institution is to come into effect as from the 1st of January 2017. The motu proprio explains it will be especially competent in issues regarding migrants, those in need, the sick, the excluded and marginalised, the imprisoned and the unemployed, as well as victims of armed conflict, natural disasters and all forms of slavery and torture. On that same date, four pontifical councils dedicated to charity and the promotion of human development will cease to exist and effectively be encompassed in the new institution. Cardinal Peter Turkson, current president of the soon-to-be-suppressed Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, has been appointed prefect of the dicastery, a responsibility he's sure to take in his stride as he has increasingly become the public face of one of the Pope's most pressing agendas, caring for our common home and its most vulnerable inhabitants. I'm Linda Bordoni.